Well, that's what I like about digital. It don't matter what the sun does or the atmosphere. And I don't need a yard full of antennas. I can get all around the world.
Oh, that's true. No. I had a wire antenna when I lived in the south end of Redford. I lived in a house with a full dormer on top. I put a 27-foot mast pipe up, and I had an 160 feet of wire. Had it tied to a neighbor's, I shot an arrow into the neighbor's willow tree next door.
Hours.
The arrow went right through 20, to the other side. It went, oh, 40, that's not good. That means that tree is hollow. And I started worrying. I went next door and told the neighbor, I go, you know what, I just, you know, he goes, did you get the antenna up? I says, well, no. Then I told him what I did. I shot the arrow from the roof top with a wire attached to the end of the arrow. And he goes, yeah. I go, the arrow went right through the trunk. It came out the other side. He goes, what? So we went in his yard and we started tapping on it with a 2x4. He goes, this sounds hollow. I go, yeah, maybe you ought to call Asplund, you know. Let them come and take the tree out for you. You know, tell them it's in contact with electrical wires. And Edison will pay for it. And he did, man. You should have seen that tree. It was dead inside. It was, you know, the weird part was it produced branches with leaves on them every year, but the inside core was all rotted out.